Welcome to the KPBX live broadcast from this year's Fall Folk Festival. We're here with all kinds of fun and games and groups and music, and we're going to be having a good time. Nisha, how are you today?
I'm doing well. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Carlos. We're here at the Fall Folk Festival, which is today and tomorrow. It's already in session here. You can come down and find lots of wonderful live music today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 to 5.
And what else is happening here at the festival? I see you have the program.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I could spend the next 2 hours just reading the program to you, but I won't. We have some excellent things. We've got lots of African music, Asian music, Celtic, every kind of folk music you could possibly want. Bluegrass, Western, Middle Eastern, klezmer, Indian, music for all ages. There's lots of great kids stuff. There's lots of dance exhibitions. You can find instruments. You can go out and buy every kind of woven basket you can ever imagine. You can find soap. There's all sorts of wonderful handmade goodies out there.
What a good thing to do on a cold November Saturday. And as Nisha said, it's going on today and tomorrow. We're right here at Spokane Community College. So if you're listening to the radio, please come down here. You're going to hear some of the acts that are going to be playing later. The people you hear on the radio today are folks that are going to be playing elsewhere. So the idea is to nab you and get you down. We're going to hook you in with their amazing talents. And also, there's lots of food here, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I walked by that baked goods table, and I think I got a sugar high from the cinnamon rolls.
I know. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. So we want to start out, first of all, by acknowledging this is Veterans Day weekend. And Veterans Day is always a good time to stop and thank people who have given service to our country. Are there any veterans in our audience today?
Woo!
Come on, stand up. I want to see you veterans. Veterans, stand up.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I grew up in a military family, and I know what a military family life is like and the sacrifice that everybody gives. So we so appreciate that. So we're going to start off by doing a couple of poems to celebrate Veterans Day. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Shiny as wax, the cracked veneer, scotch taped and brittle. I can't bring my father back. Legs crossed, he sits there, brash with a private stripe, a world away from the war they would ship him to within days. Cannons flank his face and banners above him, like the flag my mother kept on the mantle, folded tight, white stars sharp pointed on a field of blue. I remember his fists, the iron he pounded, 5-pound hammer ringing steel, the frame he made for a sled that winter before the war. I remember the rope on his fist around my chest, his other fist shoving the snow, and downhill we dived, his boots by my boots on the tongue, pines wishing by, ice in my eyes, blinking.
Thank you, veterans. Well, as I said, we have a lot of stuff in store for you today. We're going to start off today's show with Kevin Pace in the early edition, They were here in 2014, 2012.
Wow,
man, time goes by.
It sure does.
It sure does. They entertain their audiences with the classic sounds of traditional bluegrass music and proclaim the good news through gospel music. And they are so good. This is standard, straight-ahead, classic, traditional bluegrass. Let's have a big hand for Kevin Pace in the Early Edition.
So much. Good to be here. Appreciate Carlos and everyone having us here. And I want to real quickly for you guys here. Boy, I didn't expect this big a crowd here in the auditorium. So we're glad, good to see all of you out here. So for your benefit and the radio audience benefit, we'll quickly tell you who everybody is. Mr. Josh Robertson on guitar and lead and harmony vocals. Miss Maggie Ruffcorn up back here on the mandolin and vocals. Jim Adams on the bass, fiddle, and vocals. And Caleb Dean on the banjo. All right, we're going to showcase Caleb here on the banjo doing a number entitled Shenandoah Valley Breakdown. thank you so much, everybody. That young man there is coming along real fine on the banjo, and we're glad to have him on board with us.
It's only, what, Caleb's second time playing?
Yeah, it's only his second time playing. All right, we're going to feature Josh here on the vocals on this old gospel number. Hope y'all enjoy. One in Sweet By and By. We're going to feature Maggie back here now. She came to us back at the first of the year. I heard her sing, and I thought, boy, I got to get her in the band somehow or another. And so she was up for that. I'm sure glad she is. She's going to come around and do you, I forget who wrote this, but it's an old tune that's been a favorite down through the years called Catfish John.
Sweet Delta Dawn, born asleep. Vicksburg, traded for a chestnut mare. He never spoke a word in anger, though his load was hard to bear. Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging around old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'll always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn.
Thank you.
You guys are just amazing, I gotta tell you. Yeah. I want you to do one more, but I have some questions first.
Okay.
How much do you guys practice?
Well, it's funny you ask that. You know, used to, we'd meet every week for maybe 2 or 3 hours, which really isn't much when it comes to a performing band, but I had a little surgery a couple of years ago that put me out for a while, and so we started back at every 2 weeks, and then, but for the last few months, everybody's schedule's been so crazy, we just show up when we got a gig and play it. So.
Well, with modern technology, you could probably Skype the rehearsals, maybe?
You know, we haven't done that, but we could. We do record on our phones sometimes when we're working up a new song or whatnot and send it out.
I love your adherence to tradition. You're right in the pocket here. Yeah. So we'd love to hear another song from you if you want to take us out with something a little rabble-rousing. Would be fantastic.
Yeah, we'll do a little mandolin tune here that Ricky Skaggs composed a few years back, and he's always been one of my favorites. And by the way, he just went into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame all at one time. So, yeah, way overdue, I think. But this is a tune called Amanda Jewel, and thanks again for coming out. We'll be back here at 3:30 this afternoon. Folks, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Kevin Pace and the Early Edition, they will be right here in the Lair Auditorium
at 3:30.
Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. Amazing stuff. So smooth.